News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
And just a warning that our next item may not be suitable for little ears, because we are turning to the trial of 52-year-old Riyad Bushekar of No Fixed Abode, who was on trial for the attempted murder of three children at Parnell Square East on the 23rd of November 2023. That trial got underway following jury selection on Monday, and it got underway yesterday. Our reporter Emily Keegan was at the Central Criminal Court and can bring us up to date on day one of the proceedings. Emily.
Yeah, it was a very busy day yesterday on day one. So on Monday, as the jury was sworn in, Riyad Bushekar pleaded not guilty to the 8 charges against him relating to this alleged incident on Parnell Square on the 23rd of November 2023. And yesterday, the trial really got underway when prosecution barrister Carl Finnegan opened it to the jury. And he began by stressing it to them that what he was about to say wasn't evidence, but what he anticipated they may hear as evidence in the trial. And he gave a summary of the charges that Riyad Bushekar is facing and what they relate to. And he highlighted the importance of the presumption of innocence and did say that this case concerns an incident that attracted a very considerable amount of public attention. And he acknowledged the members of the jury were all likely to have heard about it at the time and seen public commentary or TV descriptions of what may have happened. And he told them that they have to put all of that entirely out of their minds and that they must not rely on media reports they've seen previously or public opinion. He stressed that the case was not to be decided on emotion, sympathy or outrage, but on the evidence alone. And then getting into the prosecution's case, he's told the jury that they believe Riyad Bushekar approached a group of children who were being taken to an after-school creche and began stabbing or attempting to stab them. He said the prosecution believes Mr. Bushekar intended to kill when carrying out the alleged offences. Now, he told the jury that they'll hear about the investigation and they'll see CCTV footage recovered along with Garda interviews, and they'll hear from a number of eyewitnesses. And he went on to say that the jury's being asked to consider the use of the knife, the selection of young children, the targeting of upper body, neck, head and chest areas, the repeated stabbing and jabbing motions, and the need for members of the public to intervene to stop the alleged incident.
And I believe that the mother of one of the victims gave evidence.
Yeah, there was a number of witnesses gave evidence yesterday, but one in particular, the mother of one of the children injured in the alleged incident. And she told the jury her daughter had just turned 5 at the time. And she said at 1:45 that afternoon, she received a phone call from the owner of the creche. And she told the court she initially thought her daughter might have had a fall or something like that. And at this point, she became visibly upset in the court and said when she answered the phone, the woman on the other end had said, "Oh my God, oh my God," before telling her daughter had been stabbed and that she had to come. And she said she ran from her place of work at Temple Bar to the scene, and when she got to O'Connell Street and the Spire, she could see that there were emergency vehicles ahead, and she actually stopped breathing at one point but kept running until she got there. And she said when she arrived at the area, it was cordoned off, and she saw a man being put into an ambulance, which she now knows to be Riyad Bushekar. And she saw paramedics around her daughter, and she told the court she could see the young girl's pink backpack and her pink shoes. And she said at this point she called her husband and her own mother and told her to start praying. And the court heard the young girl was taken to Temple Street Hospital, where the first question her mother asked doctors was, "Is she dead?" And she told the jury the girl was without oxygen to her brain for 40 minutes, which has caused severe damage to her brain. And she underwent emergency heart surgery on the day. And when asked how her daughter is doing now, the witness said she's currently in a wheelchair, nonverbal, learning to swallow again and can only blink to indicate yes or no.
And this was a perfectly healthy little girl at 5 years of age before the incident.
Yeah, and that's it. Her life has been changed now as a result of the alleged incident. And you could see the mother did become quite upset when telling the jury about this when she was in the dock yesterday. So it's certainly, the alleged incident was life-changing for them.
And there are other parents then giving evidence?
Yeah, so there were a number of other parents who gave evidence yesterday. One mother of a then 6-year-old girl told the court she received a call to inform her of an incident in the area, and she initially understood there was a fight and some blood had gotten on her daughter, but a second call confirmed that the blood was the girl's own blood. And she said she met her child at Crumlin Hospital, where she confirmed she noticed a cut to the back of her head and that a fragment of her skull was gone. Now, the jury heard this young girl had surgery that night and was discharged the following same day and returned to school in early December. And a mother and father of two young girls detailed how they arrived at the scene to find one of their daughters with a clump of hair on her shoulder and her top cut. And her father confirmed for the court he later discovered she had a bump on the back of her head and a scratch to the back of her right ear. Now, the father of a five-year-old boy told the court he became alerted to the alleged incident via an article link sent to him by a friend, and he said he had a bad feeling it was where his son would be very close to at the time. When he got there, he said there was a lot of blood on his son's sleeve and his jacket, school top and t-shirt were slashed, and upon further inspection he said he saw the boy had a slash mark across the top of his nipple as well. Now, during cross-examination, he was asked if the boy was aware he had been injured, and he said he knew he had been grabbed but he didn't know he had been cut.
Emily, thank you very much for that report. Emily Keegan there reporting for us from the Central Criminal Court. And if you want to get more detail on the proceedings at the Central Criminal Court today, be sure to listen to Frank Graney's podcast, All Rise, the Riyadh Boutchaker Trial. That's released every evening on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.